We went to see my mother this weekend. You see, my mother has cancer, and we decided to go across the country for a weekend to surprise her and see how she was doing. It was breast cancer, so it really was the best case scenario, I suppose. So I managed to put it out of my mind until we actually had to fly there. The night before, I couldn't bring myself to pack. It was 2 a.m. when I finally pulled my suitcase out from the pantry shelf. I kept telling people at work, well, you see, I have to go visit my mother because she has cancer, so I have to miss a few days of work. But I was always able to say it so matter-of-factly until I actually had to visit her. In fact, when my sister told me the diagnosis, it was right around Christmas time and there was so much work to do and I still had presents to wrap and a meal to prepare and Christmas was supposed to be a happy time that I managed to postpone even thinking about it until we all decided to surprise her for a visit. And then I had to pack to decide what to take, what to leave behind, put my life into a little black box with a handle and wheels and go. It shouldn't be this way, and I knew that. I knew I shouldn't be visiting my mother under these circumstances, and I knew how she never wanted to think about bad things because they always make her cry, and this would just make her want to cry and cry and cry because the only reason why we're there is because things are bad. But I wasn't supposed to think that way. Things would be just fine. So I finished packing at 4 a.m, and the next thing I remember is I was on the plane with my sisters, cracking jokes as we picked up the rental car. And then we got to Mom and Dad's house, and everyone was so happy to see each other. It was one big family reunion, and we were all laughing and talking and trying to figure out where we were all going to sleep. And the sisters and Dad walked into the front room to see if the couches were good enough to sleep on or if we'd have to get out an air mattress, and that's when I was alone in the den with Mom. So I suddenly became serious and sat down next to her and asked her how she was really doing. And that is when she started to cry, saying that the cancer spread, but what she was most concerned with was the fact that she didn't want to spoil the time that we came to visit her with. But what I don't think she understood was that we couldn't have come at a better time, and nothing she could do would spoil our trip. When I think about him, I usually think about the drinking. Actually, I never think of him as drinking, come to think of it. I just think of him as drunk. I can't even remember seeing the drinks in his hand, but his perception of the world is always altered. But someone reminded me tonight of when he would work outside in the cold Chicago winters and he would come back with his mustache frozen and there would be little icicles hanging down toward his mouth. And then I thought of when I waited with him once at the airport because we were picking up someone and we sat in that shrimp cocktail lounge and he drank and ate and I waited. And as we left, we tried to pay the expressway toll with pennies, but some of those coins fell into the street, and we had to throw more change at the machine. We paid more than we should have. I'm sure we did.